time to put away the bias, the lies, and deceit, and bring forth real talk from real people about real news. Providing the out loud truth and capturing the essence of a new generation, all in a fast-paced hour. This is Viewpoint This Sunday.
Welcome to another Viewpoint This Sunday. This is Malcolm Out Loud. Well, friends, disinformation campaign. If you, you're going to hear those words, this is just the start to a pretty aggressive election season. Boy, it starts earlier and earlier, I will tell you right now. But so here's what we got on the show today. Big program here. And I want to read you this from Politico. This was actually a tweet that Hillary Clinton put out. And it says, a wide-ranging disinformation campaign aimed at Democratic 2020 candidates is already underway on social media, with signs that foreign state actors are driving at least some of the activity. Now, that's what Hillary Clinton puts out in Politico, so you can figure all that out yourself, right? So research from Guardian.ai concludes and accuses 200 Twitter users as putting together a vast, coordinated conspiracy to attack the field of Democratic candidates for the 2020 election with misinformation, negative and extreme themes designed to damage the candidates. Go figure, people, right? I mean, if you don't like somebody, that's typically what you do. You don't support them. You put messages out that you don't think they're fit for the office. I mean, that's not highly unusual in America, by the way. So that's what's that's a big story, actually. And how much you're hearing about it is questionable, but big, big story. We're going to dive into that today a little bit later in the show with this disinformation campaign. And then, of course, then we have real disinformation campaigns. And then you've got this Jussie Smollett telling Chicago police he was violently attacked. This is really where the disinformation is. But, of course, they're pointing over the air. It's sort of like that shell game. You keep lifting the shells and hoping where the ball is underneath. But you really don't know because you're confused as hell. Let's get to the top stories here, friends, on Viewpoint. And welcome on here, Ilana Friedman. She's a veteran intelligence analyst specializing in terrorism and politics. She trained in Israel. She's an advisor to law enforcement and global corporations. She's authored 4 books and a weekly columnist here at America Out Loud. Ava Armstrong, she's a political commentator, radio personality here at America Out Loud. Ava is a terrific author. All her books are on Amazon and at the America Out Loud bookstore, as well as Ilana's books. You all check them out on the America Out Loud bookstore. Again, she focuses on patriotism, heroes, our military, our law enforcement. And speaking about heroes, Jim McKay, he's a political analyst, a commentator, and radio producer here at America Out Loud. Jim has a 30-year background in global technology, telecommunications, and pharmaceuticals. So Smollett Smugface, I will call him. That's my name for him now. I'm going to do what Trump does. I'm going to brand everybody with a name. Smollett Smugface, all right? The Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson. Well, he if you've seen him on the airwaves here, he says he took it very personally when detectives determined that Empire actor Jussie Smollett allegedly lied about being the victim of racist and homophobic attack. Johnson said he was angry and offended that another black man would exploit racial divisions for his own gain. And boy, friends, did he exploit them. He talked about a kind of a noose hanging around his neck and being thrown some liquid substance at him and beaten up and on and on and on. This was unbelievable. Well, this was all, and of course, they got red MAGA hats on. That's always the key today, the red MAGA hats, you know. That's the point of this thing. All right, Miss Ava Armstrong, I know you're just foaming at this story here. I got to start here with you because this was a classic. I mean, listen, to think this happened so closely to the Native American incident, which was totally a fiasco, as we know, really blew my mind that this Jussie Smollett was such an imbecile and such an idiot to do something of this magnitude. He wrote him checks, Ava. He wrote the two culprits checks. What do you make of it?
I know. I'm a thriller writer, and this has a lot of problems with it. But you know, this is really pathetic, mm-hmm. Okay? That's the only word I can use to describe this whole incident. And it's not the only incident that's taken place like this since President Trump was seated. There have been many 48, as a matter of fact, that I've counted.
Hold on, 48 attacks you're saying. Now listen to this, people. And Ava's been following this carefully, by the way. But you're saying about 48 attacks, which are these sort of, and I call them the red MAGA attacks, Ava, because that's really what is. That's become their symbol for racism, isn't it? And everything else.
Yeah, and you know, the problem with that is, what happens if you wear a crucifix and that triggers somebody, okay? Mm-hmm. You know, what happens if I wear my Star of David around my neck in public and that triggers somebody? You know, all this word triggering, this is all just made up baloney, okay? I could use a stronger term, but I won't here. You know, who do these people think they are, really? Just think about this for a minute. I put out a series of tweets this morning. This is much deeper than what you're seeing here. There's been a division, a racial division amongst us, and it's been very, very carefully planted. And I won't even say his name because you know who's done it.
All right. Ilana, pick up on this story. I'm sure you got something to say about this Smollett thing. What do you think?
I think that the story is really, that his story is really a non-story. This is a jerk who thinks that a $2 million salary is less than he's worth. And so he goes out and pulls this stunt in order to call attention to himself and make himself more valuable as a star on his show, from which, by the way, he has been written out now because of the scandal. But what's bigger, I think, is the fact that Democrats are coming down. They're turning. First of all, they stood up for him because he was a victim. But now that he's been shown to be in this scandal and he's actually been arrested, they're turning on him. And this is something that I think is a new dynamic where the Democrats are starting to eat their young.
Well, do they have a choice, though, Ilana? I mean, I'm not sure they have a choice. I mean, these are blatant cases.
They've had a choice before. They've either ignored the things that they don't want to deal with, or they will support things and make excuses. Rahm Emanuel, who is now the mayor of Chicago, has come out calling for a discussion of family and faith. This from a political hack who has done nothing in his life probably that didn't have a political motive. And he is now calling on the black community in particular to discuss family and faith.
Well,
so now he's being called a race monger and
Ilana,
a bigot.
When all else fails, let me tell you the rule here that we understand in politics. When all else fails, you bring up family and faith, you understand. That's the catchphrase that gets it all. Jim McKay, real quickly on Smollett here, let's get you to chime in on this. First of all, what do you think will become of this guy and his career? I mean, I like the way that it was just pulled out and mentioned, because I don't think a lot of people understand. He did this, as Ilana said, to get a boost in his career. He wanted more money. He didn't think he was being paid ample. I'd like to put a complaint in on my area, too, that I'm looking for a raise, Jim. I don't know how that'll help, but go ahead.
Well, let's see. I think his career is over, and I think the only job he's going to get at any studio is sweeping out the laboratories. That's about it.
You think so, Jim, or do you think they'll raise the bar on him? Do you think, you know, sometimes these cats become more popular and successful, Jim?
He was rather marginal around the fringe, and it's a Fox media program. It's not NBC, ABC, and I don't think any of the other networks dare pick him up for any other show in the future. He's just has a brand on him now.
I disagree. CNN's going to give him his own show.
Yeah, I'm with Ava. I'm with Ava on that. No, I'm with Ava, really. I think he will get...
He's another Kaepernick.
Yeah, exactly. So let's change it up a little bit. Enough about the non-news. You know, Ilana, I love the way we start with the non-news, right? Now, let's get into some real stuff. Oh, I'm sorry. How about some more non-news of the Mueller report? I wish I had real news for you today, people, but this is all just over the top here. So, the Mueller report. You've been hearing now in the past, few days, past week or so, that I don't know what really who's saying this. I mean, it's all over the place, but that it's being sent to the Attorney General William Barr now, that it's that it should happen any time. But we've kind of been saying this for months now, so I don't know if it's really true or not. But they say it's coming, and that so you know, if it is going to be here in the next week or so. And actually, Jim, I want to stay with you on this. They're saying that while Trump is in Vietnam meeting with Kim Jong Un, that they say they will probably come out then, which seems real odd to me, but that would not surprise me. What do you think of this report and what becomes of it?
Well, I think the report is going to be, as people were saying about a month ago, mm-hmm. it's going to be kind of anticlimactic. There's going to be a big nothing about this. The people that have been indicted and being prosecuted, that's wrapping up. I mean, they're going to hand out the last sentences here, and it's going to be a done deal. Even Adam Schiff, you know, the Mr.
Spy, my favorite, yeah.
Your favorite guy, yeah. He's already poised to, you know, say, oh, the Mueller thing was a waste of time. We're going to hold our investigations now and get the tar and feather out, Trump. We're coming after you, you know? So I don't think it'll come out during the week while Trump's out of the country. That would be really...
a low blow. Ilana, do you expect anything to be in that report that will damn the administration?
I would not be surprised if the Mueller report was released or at least turned over this week in order to take some of the wind out of Donald Trump's sails when he is in North Korea.
Interesting.
It seems like a very typical Democrat ploy. Wow. The whole Mueller investigation was based on a fraud. In principle, you can't have a special counsel
unless you have a crime, Ilana, unless you've got a crime.
There was no crime.
There's no crime.
All there was a phony dossier.
Just make it up as we go.
And that's what they based the investigation on. So this whole thing has been a fraud on which we have spent over $20 million.
It's unbelievable. There's something sinister about the whole thing, Ava.
Well, historically, I think it's going to leave a very large stain on our democracy and our republic. Mm-hmm. I think... there's so many things about this that are totally unconstitutional. And I think the American people are really going to demand that another special counsel get appointed and that all of this gets somehow brought out into the public. And we need to find a way for the FISA court to actually either not exist, which I think would be a great idea, or somehow have some kind of built-in stopgap measure, because this should not happen to any American citizen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Listen, before we move on to the Vietnam summit here in Kim Jong-un in North Korea, I just want to touch on the new announcement that just came out a day and a half ago here with the United Nations ambassador nominee here, Kelly Craft. She's been put in the place to be the new UN ambassador if she gets through the hearings and all of that. Now, I did not know much about this woman at all, quite frankly. I mean, I in full disclosure to you, I did not follow her career. I mean, she was not a name that I heard often, and I did not follow her, but she was she currently is the ambassador to Canada. Do any of you know much about this Kelly Craft? Does anybody on the panel followed her career or know anything about her, or is she about a nothing burger to you as she is to me?
She's a really safe pick. I mean, she has good international event experience with Canada, economics and things. She's heavily endorsed by Nikki Haley, the outgoing UN ambassador, and she's a safe pick, but I'm waiting for how heavily the Democrats are going to attack her during the hearings.
Well, that'll be interesting, Jim, because they attack everybody. Yep. You know, I seen a little segment on the one of the broadcasts this past week with, do you remember John James? I don't know if anybody's seen that. He was up for
it. Yes.
And, I really like him, Ava. I like that John James.
I love him.
Yeah.
I love him.
I was really hoping that Trump would put him in there. I mean, I really was as a UN ambassador. I'm just not excited about this Kelly Craft. Maybe I'm wrong, Ava, but it seems a little vanilla.
Yeah, don't worry about it, because James is going to have a place in the Trump administration coming up. I have a real strong feeling about that.
Oh, he's dynamite, man. You know, we need more strong black conservative voices like that in America. There's no doubt in my mind.
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely.
And I love it. So I would definitely give him a seat at the table somewhere here. Ilana, let's talk about your favorite subject, Kim Jong-un.
That is my favorite guy.
Your favorite guy. You and him go way back, I know, as a terrorism expert and everything that you do. But North Korea. So the summit is in Vietnam. It's going to be follow-up. Now, again, the left is running around with their hair on fire right now because he's meeting again with Kim Jong-un. So the alternative is, no, let's have missiles fly over. No, let's just get back into these fire and fury games, you know, and anything to please them, of course. Well, anything not so that Trump doesn't have a success, clearly. All right, so what do you expect to come out? Let's get to the brass tacks here, Ilana. What do you expect to come out of the North Korea summit? What's the end result?
Well, I think we're going to get some sort of an announcement following the summit. The president has some problems because the things that Kim Jong-un promised when they met last time, some of them have not been fulfilled. His promise to denuclearize, there's a lot of evidence that he is not denuclearizing, but on the contrary, he is still amassing nuclear material. There have been some very difficult to understand activities on the ground that are puzzling at best. So that's one thing. Then, after the last meeting that they had, North Korea returned 55 coffins, which presumably had the remains of servicemen who were killed during
American soldiers.
American servicemen who were killed during the Korean War.
That's right.
And that was fine. The problem is that there are probably 7,500 Americans missing in action whose remains are still in North Korea.
Right.
And of those, probably 5,000 are redeemable, which is means that.
Well, why haven't they returned those then, Ilana? What's the problem?
That's a good question, and that's another question that I think the president is going to have to grapple with.
Well, no, that's an interesting point you bring up, Ilana. I've heard nobody say what you just said, and you know, it makes me think. You know, because you're right, it was some strides moving forward, but what do dead bodies have to benefit North Korea? I mean, why do they keep them? I don't understand. I mean.
Well, it's leverage, and they're very cynical, and he is a very cruel man. The president says he likes him, but I can't figure out why.
Well, I cringe when the president says that to the media.
But he's the guy who threw his uncle to Hungry Dog.
I know. Listen, I cringe when the president gets on there and talks affectionately about Ung, because we know that the media takes that out of context all the time. You know, when he talks favorable about him, but I just wish he toned that down a little bit. You know,
that's very strategic.
I know it is, Ava, but it's still.
Yes, that's exactly right.
I know why he's doing it. I get it, Ava, but it still doesn't sound right.
You have to consider. Consider what he's dealing with the psychology of the North Korean leadership, which needs to be stroked if you're going to get anywhere with them.
Well, you know, Ilana, what I'd like to see, Jim, real quickly on this, what I'd like to see, Trump do a joint deal with Kim Jong-un and build condos all along the North Korean beaches and call them Trump Condo Center. That would piss off the whole world, and that would be just like a joy for me to see that. What do you think, Jim?
Yeah, you can call it Trump Mini Towers and along the coast there with the offer great surf lessons. But, you know, on the issue of returning the bodies, a lot of these prisoners of war that were executed while being held by prisoner of war. Yeah. And they were buried in mass graves. And none of that will ever be out on the mainstream media because it's so inflammatory.
While he's in Vietnam, let me draw this out. Ava, here you go. This is one for you, Ava. Now, let me give you this chess piece now. While Trump is in Vietnam and Mueller Madness might release his report while he's in Vietnam, China's going to be here in the U.S. trying to cut a deal with some other people. You got all the chess pieces there? What do you expect to happen with the China trade deal here this next week or two?
I think that will happen. I think it will go through. Mm-hmm. I think China's economy is what's driving Xi Jinping to make this decision. I don't think he wants to make it, but I think China's economy is very dependent upon it. So I just think it will happen.
Yeah. I mean, there's been some major strides with China, no matter how you see it. And everybody's got to know China is a threat. They're a bigger threat than Russia is. But again, everybody's been brainwashed with this Russia business. So, Ilana, what do you think about this other story, too? I've got to get with you on before we have this last topic about the prostitution ring with Bob Kraft, which is a hoot and a half.
I'd rather talk about China.
Let me talk about I'd rather talk. Yeah. No, I want to talk about the Middle East troop alignment, Syria, for a moment with you, Ilana. There's a couple of hundred troops that are going to remain in Syria, 5,000 in Iraq. Talk to me. What do you strategically, real quick, what do you see happening here? Is this the right move with the with Syria?
I would say that of any part of the world, the Middle East is the most complex and difficult to understand for Western minds. There, the situation in Syria is beyond any kind of simple explanation. So I can't really go into why this is true because there isn't time. But the question that you asked me, is this the right move? It's very, very difficult to say standing on one foot because this is a very complex situation. There are many moving pieces. We have Russia, Iran, Israel, Syria, We have terrorist organizations, Hezbollah, Lebanon, and every actor has a different role to play, and they're fighting each other, or they're competing with each other, or they're in conflict with each other, and they're threatening each other. And so hard to know whether leaving a couple of hundred troops in Syria is going to make any difference at all. It might, if they have good air cover and if they're willing to fight the good fight.
Boy, I'll tell you couldn't have a top news segment without talking about some crazy story. And this is the Patriots owner, Bob Kraft, charged with soliciting prostitution. Now, this is after they just won the sixth Super Bowl. They're on the march to a record here. They win one more. So, Jim McKay, the first question I have for you, now this was evidently some sort of there's all kinds of words being used. I don't even know what it was. Sex trafficking, I've heard, prostitution, massage parlor. So my first question to you is, have you ever yourself personally attended a prostitution house or sex trafficking house yourself for some sort of favors?
Absolutely.
Recuse yourself.
You're on oath. You're under oath, Jim. Answer that, please. Go ahead. Okay. What do you make of this story, Jim?
Absolutely not.
Okay. All right, sir. What do you think of this story with Bob Kraft at the NFL?
You know, there's two sides to it. One, why Kraft? Mainly because he's a name, I would guess. Because I understand this is only a misdemeanor on his part, and yet they're going to blow it up out of the water here. And this was, say, a sting operation that they've been looking at for months at this facility and many others in that area. But I look at it as two things. Is one, Kraft has been wildly successful. You know, as you said, six Super Bowls and 8 of the 9 years of the defending AFC.
So you think he's a target, Jim? You think he's a target?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. The NFL went out after, I don't know if you remember, San Francisco 49ers were in kind of the same boat. They
right.
won
Eddie DeBartolo.
You know, three or four. Yeah. They were on that roll. They got five Super Bowls.
Well, let me ask you this. I get all that. So whether it is or it isn't, but do you think he did something? Did he elicit some illegal activities there, do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. But okay, cool. You know, it's not like it isn't going on in every city in America.
Yeah.
You know?
Now, folks, where else can you get inside of 20 minutes, get the top stories of the week? Nowhere else, obviously, here. Big thank you to Ilana Friedman, Ava Armstrong, Jim McKay. Friends, we're going to take a wild ride next as we get into the list of 200, this cyber propaganda disinformation campaign. And then we got a real disinformation campaign after that here. Stay tuned here. More Viewpoint in just a moment.
The America Out Loud Talk Radio app is on Android or Apple. It's the perfect way to listen in to the new generation of talk shows and hosts who are ready to inform and inspire.
The goal is to deliver a message of truth, inspiration, and hope to the world, to unite people from all backgrounds and beliefs in an effort to advance humanity. News blogs, informative podcasts, and entertaining videos. It's AmericaOutLoud.com, where the conversation never ends. With 24/7 streaming on our free apps on both Android and Apple. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio. Well, listen, we've been talking about this disinformation campaign, and this is really something else, this story here that I share with you next. So we've seen a tweet from Hillary Rodham Clinton, and I don't follow her specifically, so this was sent to me, quite frankly, because I don't follow a lot of these people. And but the tweet was very much referencing a Politico article, if you will. And it said, a wide-ranging disinformation campaign aimed at Democratic 2020 candidates is already underway on social media, with signs that foreign state actors are driving at least some of the activity, is what was said in that tweet. Again, now this was in Politico. And so what's happened is Guardian.ai, the research firm now, concluded that about 200 Twitter users that sort of they found were having certain trends and what have you, and they called it a vast coordinated conspiracy, potentially, okay, for the 2020 election. And with some of these political people like O'Rourke, Harris, and Warren, sounds like an attorney's firm, really. But that these people, that there's some coordinated efforts in tweets and things of that nature. And so they're calling this very suspicious. This gets a little tricky, friends. I mean, this is like, it sounds like they're laying some seeds down now for another collusion problem early on here. This is the early signs of it when you see this tweet coming out from Hillary Clinton herself, obviously, here. What's really funny, and in the next segment of this program, these next two segments, you're going to just get a trip out of, because in the next segment, when we get to Smollett and Sandman and all of the incidents of the MAGA red hats, that really is where the disinformation is. But like Saul Alinsky says, just keep playing the shell game and confuse them all day long. And that'll be just the way it is, friends. Let's bring on our panel here and discuss this. Please welcome on Brooke Says. She's a conservative activist, a patriot, strategic communications analyst, and cultural impact specialist. She's a weekly columnist right here at America Out Loud, friends. Arnetta McCord, 30 years working on Wall Street. She's a board of trustees member for Children's Advocacy Center, School and Community Hospital. Past 8 years surrounded by progressive elite, she says, and she's still breathing. Amazing. She's a constitutional centrist, by the way. Brad Fallon is here. He's a Marine veteran who deployed twice in support of OEF. He started using his Twitter account and justtherealnews.com to share information with people who may not see it otherwise. And I really like this site, and I like what Brad is doing. And so we'll get into some of that as well here. Okay, so this list, when you first circulate the list, Arnetta, I want to start with you, and here's the deal. When the list came through to me, I got a whole bunch of messages in that morning from that Twitter, from that tweet, I guess, and from the political article specifically, and the link that was in there saying this is a story we need to cover. And I got a bunch of them in from different walks of life, different people. And when you click the list, guess who I seen? Whose face was there, Arnetta?
Mine, front and center.
I was shocked. I said, what did you do now? What did you do now, Arnetta?
I was wondering the same thing.
So tell me, what did you feel when that happened? What was your take on it?
Well, it was one of those, oh my God, what is this? Because I try to keep a pretty low profile, and
get out of here.
Well, not really, but I really was surprised, and then it scared me after I read the article. To be honest with you, it truly scared me, because I've seen other people, when they've been targeted, they've shut down accounts for no reasons, and it interferes with their livelihood even. And I thought, well, you know, if they know who I am, and I feel that I was one of the smaller accounts, what else do they know about me?
Well, Arnetta, let's remind everybody. Let's just focus a second here, Arnetta. And that's a great piece you put out there, that your first reaction was you were scared. Now, let's understand what that means. We're in a world here, people, of big government, big business, big tech, big everything. You understand what I mean. We don't always have control of all these things that are happening around us, which is what you're speaking about, Arnetta. And you see how they take down other people. So there is an establishment out there. There is a deep state, no matter what stripe you fall in. You know there is, people. I mean, come on. Talk about it every day. And so, Arnetta, when you say that, I understand what you mean. But in some ways, and I want to transition to Brad here a moment, Brad, and talk to you about, because here's the deal. In some ways, Brad, I think, and correct me on this, but it's actually a bit of a compliment. And if you really look at this from, now I'm speaking from a conservative standpoint, point of view, if you will, Brad. But to me, it's a badge of courage. It's a badge of uniqueness to be called out for being so heroic. I looked at it that way. How did you look at it, Brad?
At first, I was just confused about it, because I don't really share anything other than information. But I didn't catch myself.
That's your problem right there. Hold on. That's your problem, Brad, right there. You only share real news. That's your problem, buddy.
Well, if that's a problem, I guess I could have worse ones.
That's right.
My initial reaction to it was mainly just confusion. And I don't want to be highlighted to the extent that I'm targeted. Because, as Arnetta was saying, that is a real thing that happens.
Now, but really, Brad, your whole life and your whole business now is putting out real news. I mean, you put out, in fact, your tagline is very succinct and real. It says, your place for unfiltered government documents, releases and statements. I mean, that's a good tagline. I mean, you're not even putting disinformation out there, Brad.
Right. Everything I share from my website is completely like government text verbatim.
So it's very interesting, Brad, then, that you're on here and we're talking right now. Now, listen to this now. It's really interesting to me. Because if you're a target, you're a threat to them, Brad. You see, now let's look at that a minute, please. You're a threat to them. Everybody understand what we're saying here. Now Brad Fallon is, I mean, he's got a great reputation. This is a Marine veteran here, you understand. This is a guy who puts out, he's just out there putting real documents out. He doesn't do the gossip thing, people. I mean, what would be disinformation about that? I mean, we know they don't want that out there. They'd rather do the trickery game. That's what they do, is the trickery game. But God forbid you put real information out there, you become a target. So, Brad, you became a target right away. I think you're central to this whole conversation. More than anybody else, to me, what you do and who you are makes it so egregious that you're on that list. Don't you think, Brad?
I agree with you on that.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's a joke. The whole thing's, what this says is it's a joke. The thing's ridiculous, Brad. So doesn't that mean this is a propaganda campaign? This is just baloney?
I think it would have to be, because including me in that, in my mind, discredits the whole thing. It's like they didn't even look into it beyond face value.
There it is. There it is. Thank you. Thank you. I rest my case, Your Honor. I mean, if there's a judge here, I rest my case, Your Honor. But let's not rest yet. Let's get Brooke Says in on this. And Brooke, here's the thing now. So you hear what I just did with Brad now, which is very interesting to me, because I've looked at his stuff. I've looked at what he's sharing. This guy has got nothing to do with disinformation. Not a damn thing. I mean, he's as clean as they come with that stuff. So why would he be on the list? Well, Brooke, we know why he's on the list. Why don't you tell America why he's on the list?
Well, he's on the list, and both of them are certainly threats. And I love what you said, Malcolm, about calling it. It's really a badge of honor, except that it is kind of scary because they are the most destructive force out there. But truth is as dangerous as this, as quote-unquote disinformation, right? Because most people don't know the truth. And if he's sharing government documents, that concerns the deep state, because they don't expect information to get out there. Right. So whether it's the deep state not wanting government documents out there, whether it's the View not wanting their audience to know the truth, MSNBC, CNN, New York Times, it's all disinformation. They don't expect, and the schools are not teaching any kind of, you know, real truth that's out there. So it's a threat to the order that's there, to the one sort of one world order that's in the establishment system on both sides.
It has to be a threat, Brooke. There's no other way to look at it. I mean, clearly this is a threat. Arnetta, this whole campaign now, this has been, you and I know people in social media, let's just call it in social media, on Twitter and in other social media outlets, Arnetta, who have been clearly targeted. And we don't need to say their names specifically, because that's not even about it. But we know people, correct me on this, Arnetta, but that have been shut down completely, that have been called bots. I see this as a wake-up call for the Republic, which you keep talking about a movement. You keep talking, a lot of people like you are getting very restless. I think America's getting restless. Patriots are restless. Let me rephrase that. I mean, we're getting very restless. We know it. We know there's something lurking here, something bigger. And we're all a little apprehensive, I guess would be a word we'll use. I mean, it's not scared. It's not, you know, not courage. It's apprehensive, because there's a lot at stake, Arnetta. But really, we can see behind this thing, isn't this that they're just sowing some seeds here now? They're just putting this out there to, you know, this whole collusion thing. They got nowhere with Russia, clearly. I mean, what else you think about it? What's on your heart? Tell me.
This is a dress rehearsal, just as the midterms were a dress rehearsal for 2020. Mm-hmm. They specifically, in a release, said that in so many words. Mm-hmm. They are targeting to see what the reaction is. They've put this out there to see what the media reaction is and the rest of America's reaction is. Because if they can target us and say that we are a conspiracy against them, then, you know, they can scare us away because of the media coverage, plus all of the accounts that are being shut down on Twitter. But Malcolm, let me tell you what has happened. The opposite has happened. You know, we were talking about let's unite, let's stand up, let's, you know, come together. Well, in 2 days, I have gotten 2,000 1,000 followers.
Wow.
I have gotten messages from across the country from people that I don't follow that are not even on the list, saying, we're behind you, we will support you, stand strong, it's time, this is ridiculous. As Brad also has gotten those types of messages. There has even been a suggestion from people on Twitter, let's form a fund to support a lawsuit to sue them. But the main thing to me is the rallying cry. They did it when they attacked Trump. You saw the rallying cry.
Right.
We all came together and elected him.
Yeah.
The same thing has happened to the 200, and now it's called the 200, on the list. People are rallying behind them to support them.
Yeah. Well, what it says to me, Arnetta, is you're a national treasure. I mean, you're an American patriot. I mean, that's what it says to me. I mean, Brad is as well. You're a national treasure, Brad. You're an American hero. I mean, that's what that says to me. I mean, I really do look at it as a badge of courage. I mean, anybody who looks at it differently is certainly not looking at the I mean, all sure, listen, the whole thing, Brad, about them saying, well, part of the reason is you're putting out information against these candidates. And the candidates are an extreme group of candidates, people. We're talking about, you know, this Beto O'Rourke dude. We're talking about, you know, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, Kamala Harris, the Cory Booker guy there, you know. All of these freaks of nature here, these people that are looking for they want to turn this country into Amerizuela. We're not Amerizuela. There's no way it's going to happen. So take your socialist tendencies and attitudes and leave the country. And I mean, this is ridiculous. I mean, there's plenty of socialist countries out there, don't you think, Brad? Why the hell they got to choose it? This is not Amerizuela.
I have no clue why they're choosing this. It seems like people end up choosing one place, like California. They run it into the dirt, and then they want to migrate away from it because they don't like how it's turned out. And it doesn't get better the more times they try it.
The bigger picture, what we must do is to keep our eye on their goal.
Mm-hmm.
And their goal is total control, absolute control. That's their only goal, and every step, word, action taken is scripted and part of their cunning strategic plan to take over this country.
And Brooke, any of this surprise you?
No, not at all. And actually, it is, I think Arnetta said it, they're prepping the battlefield, right? And they're delegitimizing anybody who's putting out information. One of the things that's, you know, they can put out anything they want about Trump, about the family, the most horrible, disgusting things about his children. I mean, what they've said about Barron, and none of those people have been taken off of big tech. What they're doing is they're prepping the battlefield to be able to delegitimize all of the people that are on that list and many others so they can shut them down, right? Because there's one reason. They are effective. Okay, they are effective, and that's why people follow them. What Trump does on Twitter is effective. That's why it makes them crazy. They are not used to Republicans or conservatives fighting back at all. They're used to eunuchs in the Republican Party going off in the corner afraid. I'm sorry, this is a new era, and we are going to save this country from the socialist left.
Yeah.
It will not happen.
Amen, hallelujah. Brooke, I knew you'd bring that to the game, so that's exactly it. And I'm with you.
I don't play around.
No, we're with you, sister. Now, we hope to do it to be civil and gentlemen and ladies, believe me. But listen, we will use the pitchforks and rifles when necessary.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to mention this is again our freedom and our republic and our liberty. And some of you may want to, you know, you may not like that, but you just can't roll over on this stuff, really and honestly. You know,
they would do it.
Well, maybe. When you look at the disinformation out there, as we're talking about right now, just connect the dots, people, here a minute here. And you hear what Brooke says about what they put out everything, and they do on a regular basis. They attack any conservative or centrist, even, or moderate, who does anything that does not support their agenda. You take Roseanne Barr, puts out one tweet, and she gets assassinated for it and nailed to the cross. And right, guys? And then you take this other guy, Smollett, and he's a national hero to them. They're making excuses for the guy, you know? I mean, and this is what they do. And look what he did. I mean, what he did is unconscionable. He should be in jail. You can't, that hopefully he will get jail time. I mean, not going to exactly advance his career at this time, I hope. Although probably CNN will hire him as a, as an operative. They'll give him a television spot or some damn thing, whatever. I mean, you know. So really what's happening is here. So this whole disinformation campaign here, Arnetta, Brad, is based on really discrediting people. And I got a kick out of it. When you talk about the kinds of candidates we're talking about here, Arnetta, Brad, and you would say, okay, well, then you're putting out coordinated efforts. Well, they're not coordinated efforts, just that patriots don't want a socialist in the White House. Now, it's not hard to understand that, people. Last word on this, Brad, they do it. They do it. And you know, one thing the far left has been, and I hate playing partisan politics. I can't stand it. It makes me sick, quite frankly, because I prefer to fight this game as an American, and I prefer to fight the rest of the fools on the planet, Brad. Honestly and truly, I say that to you from my heart. That's what I prefer to do. But it seems like we can't do that, Brad, can we?
No, they're making it very difficult, at the least. What was it, 93% of the media was negative of President Trump? Don't you think they're already getting their message out? Do they really need to silence opposition?
Brad, that's a great thing to leave us with here. All right, so big thank you here, friends, to Brooke Says, Arnetta McCord, Brad Fallon. Let me tell you again, Brad Fallon's website is justtherealnews.com. It's Just the Real News, and it's a place for unfiltered government documents, releases, and statements. And that the fact that we see it here and discovered, I'm going to use the site. It looks great. Friends, we're in a fight here. We're in a fight for this republic. I mean, we're in a fight to save this nation. And these are weird times. These are very odd times. There's something peculiar this time. I can't quite put my finger on it, friends, but I'm doing a hell of a job here every week trying to identify the culprits for you. And we continue to do that back at America Out Loud. We say, let the silent voices be heard. And we will continue to do that across America and around the world. Stay right there as Viewpoint rolls on here.
We are the vision of the voices. You can email us at talk@americaoutloud.com.
Think back to the last time you felt healthy and energized. The best times of our lives occur when we're at the peak of our health, sleeping better, full of energy and focus. We know that fades with age, and you might be feeling the effects of aging as low energy and poor sleep. But it doesn't have to be that way. There haven't been any nutrition systems designed to rejuvenate our bodies as we get older, until now. Healthy Cell Pro is the only multi-nutrient system that impacts the building block of your body, the cell. Created by anti-aging expert and Nobel Prize nominee, Dr. Vincent Giampapa, award-winning Healthy Cell Pro cuts through the complexity of nutrition supplements by simply giving you the purest ingredients, filling dietary gaps to nourish your cells and enhance your quality of life for optimal performance. Visit HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for an exclusive discount or call 844-869-9958.
Let's talk about these hoax hate crimes. This, you remember the Nicholas Sandman thing with the Native American Phillips, and then you have the, oh my God, this Smollett thing is so over the top, it isn't funny here. Let's welcome onto the show here, please, Dennis Santiago is here. He's a global risk and financial analyst. Again, his subject matter expertise, you know, strategic warfare, and this is where we got him here on this spot, asymmetric warfare. This is right up his alley, friends. Global stability, and good guy overall, yeah? Ava Armstrong. Ava's back with us here. You know, Ava was in the opening segment here. She's a political commentator and radio personality here, best-selling author. She's got a lot of great books out there. Please check her out on Amazon and the America Out Loud bookstore. All right, Dennis, let's jump into this thing. We'll start with you and get you chiming here. So you had the teenager Nicholas Sandman. The family is suing the Washington Post, by the way, saying it targeted the Covington Catholic High School student there and defamed him for political purposes when it reported this in January here, this encounter on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial. This was between, now you remember, Sandman and the Native American activist, Nathan Phillips, who has quite a background himself, which is fine. I'm not going to insult anybody. That's not what we're trying to do here. Just get to the truth. What's the truth? That's kind of was a real interesting story that the media took completely out of context and ran with. And then, of course, the Smollett thing. You follow this stuff. How desperate are they, Dennis? How desperate are they? And how much should they hold their heads in shame on this Sunday morning?
Well, so, okay. These are two incidents where what I call attention deficit disorder news happens.
ADDN. That's a good term.
Yeah, yeah. ADD, or actually they're hyperactive. So ADHDN would probably be better. But essentially, it's sloppy journalism, because what happens is there's an attitude in journalism these days that attention is better than accuracy. So if you're first to report, you know, breaking news, get the maximum audience because that gets the highest number of clicks, highest number of audience. That's the movement advantage is a big deal. They do this, and it's not just the news media. Once that starts, it starts this firestorm of people that are also trying to get their names in the news because they want to be the ones that are quoted, and you get political figures getting into it. Now, we've come to this country in this really weird fashion of like thinking that's what you're supposed to do on scanty information whenever something breaks. And for some, at this point, you know, they all have walk back strategies for how they're going to handle the fact that they open their mouths too soon. And ultimately, what they're relying on is that the news cycle moves on and people will forget that they open their mouths, and you know, like who cares that you were an idiot today, because tomorrow you can be an idiot about something else. Is that really what you want coming out of your news system? And yeah, I don't. I mean, you know, that's.
I think what you're saying is
we have
a short attention. We have a short attention in this country. We forget quick, don't we?
And yes, we do.
Yeah, we do. And we forget and we move on. I mean, there are bigger things to happen at that point. With that. Ava, you've been really outspoken about these stories, and I think you said that last count there was like 46 or 48 of them or something of these.
Yes.
Tell us about this, please.
I have a lot to say about this, actually, and I think Dennis was way too kind about the mainstream media. I think they actually look for these types of incidents, mm-hmm. and then they create their own narrative mm-hmm. around it, which is a very dangerous thing to do, because what it does is it can actually foment more violence. So I think what the media is doing is very, very dangerous. I think people who sit back and wait for the facts to emerge are usually the wise people. It's kind of like when you're on Twitter. You know how you have that urge to respond to every tweet? Sometimes you should just hold back and wait, mm-hmm. because things will emerge that, you know, and the truth will eventually come out usually. There are more than 48 hoax hate crimes. And if you actually Google hoax hate crimes, mm-hmm. you'll find out there are so many that it would take you days to read about all this. I have an article from the Daily Caller that I've tweeted out repeatedly since this Jussie Smollett incident and everything else. And it kind of gives you a list of these fake crimes, these hoax crimes. And I hate the word hate crime. So, you know, I don't even want to use that as a word, but any crime is a hate crime, so that's you're right. not going to that's commit right. crime on somebody you like, okay? So that word in itself is to me just kind of a little bit crazy, but
I guess they use that word when they think it's racist or something like that. Is that right? They call it a hate crime,
yes,
right? Yeah,
yeah. Yes. Yeah. It's actually has right. more
right.
It has more punch legally, yeah. You know.
You didn't just shoot him, but you did it because he was that color or that look or that feel. So that's a hate crime, right?
So we've had a whole bunch of these happen.
Poor bastard's dead, yes, just the same, right?
And these have picked up a lot since Trump gain the presidency. There's been, you know, anti-Muslim hate crime in Michigan that was a hoax. There was a bisexual student that faked a Trump-inspired hate crime. I mean,
Ava, hold on. Now, you bring up a great point there, but mm-hmm. and many on the left and many of the media heads are saying that Trump is the reason for that, that what you just said, that there are mm-hmm. a lot more of these today than there ever have been. And you would say what?
I think that that's a great excuse if that's what you want to use. I mean, you could say, well, you know, it's February and it's hoax crime week. I mean, you know, you can use any excuse you want. To me, saying that a man's rhetoric or his election into office mm-hmm. gives you license to do something like
right,
this,
right.
That's just crazy.
Well, that's where I'm going. So, Dennis, I don't think there's, I mean, they pin that on the Trump phenomenon, just like they do the red MAGA hat. They've branded all of this stuff we're talking about as a racist, xenophobe, homophobic, all of these ism type words as well that go with this. That's what they've tried to do. So they can get their Amerizuela, basically. Yeah, I think you're way too kind with the media. I agree with Ava. Doesn't anything piss you off, Dennis? Come on.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, so here's part two of my thing is I see this is a desperate ploy on the part of media organizations that are losing. Trump and red MAGA hats mm-hmm. are the clickbait of the mainstream media. It sure. gets people to perk up. Okay, and they're using it deliberately. They need Donald Trump more than Donald Trump needs them. That's the reality
wow.
of it. I mean, let me give you, okay, so you want me to be, let's take a look at the media, right?
Please.
So I checked the Nielsen ratings on the news networks, okay? Fox is currently number one, having probably one of the best years that it's ever had.
Interesting.
Okay, Fox has gone down the path of not even bothering to emphasize going out and creating news anymore, but aggregating. And basically they're running it as an entertainment company, mostly aggregating other people's stories and putting opinion spin on top of it because they know they have an audience that they're shooting to. And that audience is loyal and it's working for them. Okay. You get in the second place spot, you have MSNBC, the NBC organization. They are going back to old school news bureau because they've been rocked by scandals in the last year, so many of them that they basically just have to toe the line and be quiet. But guess what? That's working for them as well because they're in the number two spot moving up. The number three spot, distant third, is held by CNN, who took a confrontive approach to the administration and as a result, is now suffering from the beginning of burnout because the political cycle has changed. And as people start to concentrate on things like that list of 200 and say we'd like to have that examined as well, you know, CNN's in a difficult position. And more than that, CNN took this left side spin thing a little bit too far. And they're also in there with all these additional news organizations who are also beginning to fail because of the burnout of the cycle. You can't milk Donald Trump forever. And they tried to do that. I think it was an entertainment ploy on their part. It was a bad business right. move. It worked for Fox.
Where are CNN's numbers? Does anybody, where are their numbers right now, Dennis Ava? Anybody know?
I don't have the exact.
SpongeBob does better.
Yeah. So, I mean, last I heard, they dropped. Are they still dropped a lot, Ava? Yeah, yeah.
Donald Trump's Twitter feed has more followers than CNN.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it is absolute garbage. I mean, who in their right mind would watch that trash? I mean, it's...
The hard left, they're lapping it up. They're lapping it up.
But they're living they're living a daily soap opera then, Ava. Because
that's exactly true.
Yeah, it's a soap opera. It's garbage.
This is the dangerous thing. See, the press used to be the fourth estate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gone.
And why was it utilized as that? Yeah. They were the truth tellers.
That's right. It's the way the framers set it up. It's the way the framers
exactly.
did it.
Exactly.
Yeah. And it's no longer that way.
Look how far we've fallen.
Well, and that's why we're kicking a butt over here, America Out Loud, because people want some truth with their morning breakfast, with their cornflakes, you know? They'd like a little truth, my friend. Yeah? I mean...
But I'd like to also state, too, that this Daily Caller article that I'm referring to that has all these 48 hoax, you know, crimes in it, some of the people that perpetrate these hoax crimes are also white. And they're anti-Trump or they're anti-this
sure.
or that.
Sure.
And I mean, there was one guy that was a pastor of a church and he defaced his own church and tried to make it out like a hate crime.
I remember that story.
This is how insane this stuff is. I mean, and CNN and MSNBC and these different outlets, they run with this stuff. Well, and do. then they pontificate on it even further.
Well, again, yeah. So, you know, all
and
this
then they
is,
walk it back and let it die quietly.
Sometimes
and when the
they
next
never,
one pops up.
They never walk it back sometimes.
That's right.
The
no,
problem.
They don't. No, or they do it on the 10th page or in the last minute of the program.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, and yet they're the first ones to come out, and Dennis David, and they lambaste the story. They screw it up entirely, but they get the front headlines and they get the jolt. It's like drinking 10 of those caffeine drinks, you know what I mean? They're in the can, you know, mm-hmm. those energy drinks. Yeah, I love those.
Yes.
Right? You drink them and you have
right.
a heart attack.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
You know, I want to be a news anchor on CNN sometime that just gets away with saying like, no, and gets away with opening the headline with, and breaking news, another white privilege crime by somebody creating a hoax to make themselves more popular.
You couldn't pay me enough to do that, no matter what. I think they are, quite frankly, I think they're part of Satan's movement. I really do in my heart. I believe they're part of the problem, and these organizations are the culprit, and they are definitely evil. They're part of the evil that exists out there. I believe this wholeheartedly.
Well, when you look at those clips, I tweet out often. Mm-hmm. I tweet out these clips that have all these news agencies, and they're all using the exact same words.
Exactly.
Yes.
They're in tandem.
It's mind control. Yeah. Okay.
Absolutely.
They're trying to control the masses, and if people don't wake up to this, I mean, it's a really sad state of affairs.
Well, that's what I mean. So if you're listening to these programs, I mean, you're screwed up, obviously. You've got problems. You need help. You need psychological help. You need to get in and get checked.
Let me address that. Yeah, the reason they all sound the same is because none of these people are actually going out and doing real journalism anymore. They're aggregating. Aggregating means you take somebody's original story and you just run with it, whether it's right or wrong.
That's it, Dennis. And
the American people, the reason Ava says, you know, you hear the same thing on every channel is because they don't actually have journalists there. They just have people that copy stuff down, put it back out, and say, well, this is what everybody else is saying, so this is what we'll say, too.
Well, they don't check anything.
There are organized efforts to locate and target influencers in the media and on the internet and bring them down where appropriate.
Well, that's what this is. That's what this. No, no, that's,
and
that's what it's all about.
There's a shadow action going on.
100%. All right. So, listen, that's what this whole show has been about, what you just said. Because that's what we just did in the previous segment. No, they're trying to bring down people who are against their agenda, people who don't want an Amerizuela here. That's what they're after here. Listen,
I feel like I'm fighting the American Revolution right now.
We are.
I really do.
We are.
Well,
we are.
It's a battle for the First Amendment when you really think about it.
It's a battle for the First Amendment. That's exactly it. They are targeting this whole campaign of 200 was an affront to our free speech, bar none. If there ever was one, that's it right there. And that's what we've exposed on this program here, people here. Listen, America Out Loud is just full of patriots. It's full of fabulous people. It's intellects. It's people who want to make a difference out there. It's great authors. It's speakers. It's people on the front lines. It's military heroes. It's law enforcement heroes. It's everybody you can imagine here. They're at America Out Loud. We invite you in there every day. It changes throughout the day, but we'll bring you the best that we can. Some of the best blogs and columnists and best personalities and hosts and talk radio and podcast that you'll find anywhere out there. Big thank you to our two friends here, Ava Armstrong and Dennis Santiago. Friends, a lot going on back at the platform here. Please come back and check us out here and help us with the fight ahead here. It's going to be an interesting couple of years coming up. Now, I know we say that at times, but if this was the shot heard around the world here that we've just talked about here, then this should be a rallying call to all of you to get ready, friends. It's going to be a battle royal. If you thought 2016 was a hoot, I got news for you, friends. Brace yourself for 2020. You'll need it. Listen, you can contact us, talk@AmericaOutloud.com. The Out Loud Truth continues back at AmericaOutloud.com.